Still a good band, man. Still good lyrics. That would, of course, be Muse. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point. Commissioned naval officer, serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine. That is, for the most part, now defunct, gone, missing. We had over 300 admirals, captains, military officers, not necessary, but predominantly naval personnel, high ranking, and others complaining in the first Gulf War that it appeared that we were invading Spain instead of Iraq. Anybody remember that war? The first Gulf War under George Herbert Walker Bush, where we've been at war with the Middle East with Persia for God knows how long. But it appeared that we were invading Spain because most of our United States Merchant Marine vessels, our mothball fleet, as they call it, our layup fleet that is laid up in Oakland, San Francisco area, Portland, Seattle, some in San Diego, not much, and then on the west east coast in Florida, and I believe some in South Carolina and New York and other places. That is our surge fleet for moving cargo in times of war, and really should be our, you know, commercial fleet in times of peace, and have a, under the American flag, of course, American crews, American-built ships. But since so many of the ships broke down on their way over to Iraq in the first Gulf War, they all had to stop and get repaired in Spain. And so many joked that it looked like we were invading Spain instead of Kuwait and or Iraq. It's amazing how little people know about what's really going on in the United States, until things like the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012, comes out with such disturbing language that, because people don't realize it's not just violation of Sixth Amendment, it's a violation of First, I guess you could throw in Second, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, probably throw in Eighth as well, 10th, 13th, and more. Just depends on how you want to analyze it, tear it apart, take a look at it. The one thing I want to talk about is what's going on with Bradley Manning and his trial, and how the investigating officer is now the presiding authority or the judge to decide whether charges will go forward or not, which seems to be no separation of powers or duties, which is much like akin to what's happened in my own situation. We'll be right back after this commercial break. 800-313-9443.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you want to call in, do it now. We got open lines. Best to get in at the beginning of the show. I want to put my call out to Werner. And Werner mentioned something that the Habsburgs weren't, well, it was Germany, but not, he mentioned it was, he felt it was not the Habsburgs. And I would beg to differ that these people were, and it was a member of the House of Habsburg got on the committee or the commission that started and formed the European Economic Community. And all they need is one person in a position of power and trust to influence the direction or course of action of a committee or a commission or a group, especially one of that magnitude. When they get in there and they know how, you know, from generations upon generations of rubbing elbows with the power elite, with being the power elite, how to influence and manipulate human nature to come about with an end result that is in their favor. And the fact that we even still have royal families in this day and age, and that these royal families are and have been, whether you want to look to the involvement of the Catholic Church, the, you know, clear nature of human nature, where power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, that these families believe it is their birthright to lord themselves over others, to be in positions of power and trust, not only within corporations, within industry or upon industry, but within government as well. I think there was a recent story about the head of the FDA, a woman who is connected directly to the family that owns and controls the largest portion, if not all, of sales of mercury amalgams that are used for pharmaceuticals, including vaccines and more. And she is basically, you know, putting out the opinion for her, much like Jane Harmon, you know, she was the rich until she resigned and walked away. She didn't even finish out her term. She just gave up and walked away after being in office for far too long, where she's in there influencing laws, rules, and regulations of the government to benefit her own private trust, her own family, not even her employees, not to just turn work to her industry and keep it here in the United States somehow, but she was not even, you know, representing the interest of her employees or those in that industry. She was representing the bottom line, the profits, to allow her own interests to, if they needed to or wanted to or could profit more by doing so, go overseas and outsource jobs that should be seen as American jobs, American industry, you know, portions of the American economy, domestic production and more. Or another, you know, example would be Rupert Murdoch, who came in as an agent for the Crown. He was backed by the Crown, building his media empire in Australia, came to the United States, and gee, who helped him get into this country? Newt Gingrich, presidential candidate, Newt, the war on the American people, Newt. And Newt Gingrich helped this agent for the Crown make his way into the United States, where he built his media empire backed by the Crown, backed by the English Crown families, lords, those who believe in kingdoms of this earth, the Windsors and others, and I would have to throw in the Habsburgs as well. And there's a bunch of other families. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Byron is one of them. Their family actually, I think it was Lord Byron, got the award for the Lord Warden of the Cinque Ports that was being offered to or was to be bestowed upon Bill Clinton, which is a higher title than being knighted. And you remember, you know, much like President Barack Obama now, and I would say he's gone well beyond anything President Clinton ever did, but Bill Clinton was, you know, tongue-in-cheek, often referred to as the best Republican president we've ever had, because he was a Democrat, but he acted it more like a Republican. So it was a wolf in sheep's clothing, to where, you know, much like President Barack Obama, I would say he's much more of a collectivist, fascist, a white man with forked tongue than a black man. I think people are, and it was part of the deal with bringing in Barack Obama, was to fool the American people and also to set up more dispute and debate and argument about nothing of any value, more about race and all sorts of other things that to take away from American jobs, American industry, American economy. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-government, I'm anti-corruption, and there is a big difference. I would say I'm not even anti-military-industrial complex to an extent. I am, you know, following more like Smedley Butler in War as a Racket. I don't believe in the racketeering or in families going in and pumping up and pushing for and advocating for war, especially unnecessarily just to have a war. I'm not, you know, I am pro, quote-unquote, defense. I would say I am to some extent anti-war, especially for war's sake alone. I believe much more in defense, repelling an invasion. There was absolutely no chance that Afghanistan was going to invade the United States. There's absolutely no chance that Iraq was going to or could invade the United States. There is clearly no chance in hell that Iran would somehow invade the United States. The wars that we are carrying on overseas right now are wars of aggression. They are, in my eyes, my mind. And see, this is the thing, is that, you know, even if you have this opinion, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to do your job. The Coast Guard came after me, not because I'm in the Coast Guard, obviously. The Coast Guard came after me because I had civil complaints in federal district court about war profiteering and racketeering on federal contracts prior to and in the lead up to 9/11 and the war. Much of it had broken out in 2000, 1999, 2000, 2001, when I first began to confront what was going on in the maritime industry and the merchant marine with large military and federal contractors like the shipping companies and even quote-unquote unions who are themselves, you know, they're really an association. But they're also federal contractors, federal employers, military federal contractors and federal employers. And they get or sign contracts with, and in fact are general agencies of the United States by general agency agreements, but they sign contracts with NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, the Military Sealift Command, MSC, NFAF, Naval Fleet Auxiliary Force, United States Navy, Department of Transportation, Department of Agriculture, and more. And, you know, even these requests for proposals, I'm trying to think of where I'd just seen that. But I want to get back to Bradley Manning, because there's some very stark parallels in his prosecution that came about in my own. And one I would note is that the quote-unquote investigating officer, who in Bradley's case is a military officer, has become the convening authority or the judge, hearing officer, to decide whether the charges against Bradley Manning will go forward or not. And in my mind, it's a complete conflict of interest. You've got the charging party, the complainant, the injured party, the investigating party, and more, all in one person and or one body instead of some level of independence.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendovite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendovite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yeah, 800-313-9443. Now, what's going on, you know, the fact that they held him for a year and a half, if they actually had a case against Bradley Manning when they arrested him for allegedly releasing these, you know, documents, they would have brought charges against him right away and, you know, prosecuted him right away and not waited a year and a half. You know, what happened to the right to a speedy trial? And that right's there for a reason, because, you know, if there is a case, it should be self-evident and it should be compelling and it shouldn't have to wait on finding evidence or information. It should be all right there. Otherwise, it leaves it up to local, state, and federal authorities. I mean, in my own situation, go to RBN and go into the section where it says mandatory reading or whatever on the towards the very bottom, and you'll see in there it says Indefinite Detention Act provisions within S-1867, H.R. 1540, H.R. 1253, already underway since 2003. In there is a motion that was just filed with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals by me in my ongoing case that's been going on 8-9 years now. And paragraph 6, it says one example, exhibit 19A and 19B, where a quote unquote investigating officer, same term that's used in Bradley Manning's situation, where investigating officer Coast Guard Lieutenant Tribble A solicits diagnosis from Lieutenant Commander Dr. Jakovich, USN, United States Navy, naval doctor, at Naval Hospital in San Diego, California, where AAA, Coast Guard, not Navy, queries, quote, if you were to find evidence of mania, bipolar disorder, personality disorder, severe depression, or paranoia, would you be obligated to relay those findings to Respondents Reserve Unit. And I'm in a special program where we immediately go into, you know, reserves. Unless we want to go, we can go into any branch of the military active. Coming out of Kings Point, we're a little bit different, whereas Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines, and that would be coming from Annapolis Navy for the Marines. You know, if you go to West Point or Annapolis or the Air Force Academy, you're going directly into their branch of service to serve and pay back 6 to 8 years in that branch of service. You go to Annapolis, you can pretty much expect to serve in the Navy. You go to West Point, you can pretty much expect to serve in the Army. Although there are exceptions, very few are granted, and it's for usually a good cause, you know, intelligence or something else, to transfer from one service to another. It does happen, but it's very rare. But coming out of Kings Point, we can go into any branch of service, Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marine Corps, or serve in the Merchant Marine, which is, of course, what they would prefer. But we had a lot of a number of graduates that went to, like, Pensacola for flight school. Went into the Navy to become pilots and or navigators. Basically, everybody has to go to Pensacola as a to get reserve or no, I'm trying to officer candidate training. Even though we get all this stuff at the academy, they still have us go there for a few weeks as a refresher or a brush up course once we get out. And or you can go to the Marine Corps or the Army. And the Coast Guard, though, you know, is a federal maritime police agency. And really not, you know, it's not the same kind of an academy as West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy, or Kings Point. It's a civil service academy. They have now, you know, even, and I brought this up on the show before about going where the Coast Guard now has used the UCMJ Uniform Code of Military Justice and Title 10 to go after students like this guy. I'm trying to think of his name. Webster. Daniel. It's not Daniel Webster, but I can't think of it right now, but it'll come to me. Where they prosecuted him for sexual misconduct, and they did it under military law, martial law. And what's going on even with Bradley Manning, even though they want to, and I guess this is one of the things where with Manning and declaring the whole world, including the United States, as a battlefield, one of the reasons for this was he's here in the United States, which is not or was not part of the battlefield, quote unquote, to where you're only supposed to be prosecuted under military law, especially for death penalty or anything that could be construed, in the battlefield for violations of articles of war. If you go to the case law of Reed versus Cover, 1957, it's pretty clear and lays out not much only for civilians, but also for the military. We'll be back, 800-313-9443, and we'll focus a little bit more tighter on Bradley Manning and that situation.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the total transformation works because I use these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Transmissions will resume. Now try to push, try to keep us all down, down, and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another sign.
All right.
A package like to keep us trapped in
800-313-9443 is the call-in number. No, but I'd ask people to go read the brief. It's a motion to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It's a request for assistance of counsel, and I try to be very clear in there that I don't want to be forced under counsel, that I'm requesting a motion for assistance of counsel in these proceedings because, you know, I'm flabbergasted at where I find myself, and I really don't know how this has gone on as long as it has. But some of the things I bring up in there, you know, like here's paragraph 11. Petitioner should not, underline, have less rights, less protections than, and I'm, you know, speaking in third person about myself, not because there's, quote unquote, something wrong with me, but it's standard fare to write in third person in these proceedings because normally you have counsel doing it for you. And I made that very clear in the filing so that they couldn't somehow use that against me. And it's, you know, easier to write in that form as if it were someone else writing for you. Setting all that aside, petitioner should not have less rights, less protections than if he carried out criminal actus reus. Normally in a criminal proceeding, it is not only the actus reus, but also the mens rea, or the guilty mind that you know, and this goes to the different degrees of murder and manslaughter and more, that, you know, did you intend, or what did you intend to do? Did you carry out something unwittingly, unknowingly, where someone had manipulated and used you to carry out their own ends as some sort of an unwitting accomplice? Or were you, with forethought, carry out some type of criminal act like murder? Otherwise, authorities would seek to claim to a much higher degree everything is quote-unquote administrative, quote-unquote remedial, or quote-unquote internal, so not required to follow minimal common constitutional precepts to protect all Americans regardless of venue, but more so when the federal government is involved, and especially as herein with direct involvement of a federal branch of military. And I would say the same thing for Bradley Manning, because, you can attack him personally all you want. You can attack what he did. But the thing that is disturbing, that whether times of peace or times of war, it is my belief that it should be the Article III judiciary, just like where eventually Lieutenant Watata got before a judge. It should be the independent Article III judiciary that has ultimate say and prosecution over, because think about it, the Army is the injured party suing on behalf of the Army and the United States of America, quote-unquote injured party. It is the complainant and or summoning party, like the police officer. It is the investigating party. It is the prosecution. It is the judge, the jury, if there will be one. The appellate body in all forms, and it is a branch of military that has a pecuniary interest in what has happened, because if he somehow released these documents and or got them out, it makes the Army look bad, and so they have a vested interest in not only making him look bad, but also in retaliating against him. And I mean, our whole system needs a fresh look, because even like in my own situation, I tried to get audiovisual recording of any and all proceedings. And at some point, whether they're going to be, telephonic or in person, we have the technology today to do, and they can set up without any expense to an aggrieved or a defendant or a respondent, that it be carried out via telephonic video conference, to where all parties are audiovisual, recorded in audiovisual formats. If you had actually sat in the proceedings at the Federal Fusion Center in Long Beach, California, you would get an entirely different impression of what was going on, especially depending on your vantage point in the courtroom, quote unquote. And remember, this was carried on in room 5150, which is code in California for mental detainment. This is how bold these individuals are, that they will do things like that and mark their territory in a mocking, diabolical sort of manner and fashion. In my own situation, much like Manning's, except the Coast Guard is saying that I'm a civilian, whereas Manning is a military, I'm trying to think of his rank. He got knocked down to private, and they're even trying to use that as an excuse. I think some of that had happened in his detainment in the last year and a half. And anybody who's been charged and or prosecuted in an unwarranted fashion, to where there has been no true warrant issued and or a grand jury indictment proceeding, that is something that Bradley Manning is going through now. But I find it somewhat conflicted that the hearing officer is or was the investigating officer. So that the officer who gets to decide if this goes forward to a trial is the one who was charged with investigating the matters. And at some point, there's supposed to be a check and balance of different individuals who will come in and take a fresh look at it. And so rather than having the investigating officer act or function as the presiding authority on a grand jury indictment proceeding, it should be, you know, because at some point in those proceedings, who becomes then the investigating officer or the prosecutor to present the case for the military? It sounds like somebody else new would come in and would be tasked to basically follow in the steps or the steed of the investigating officer, who's now the presiding authority, which is extremely bizarre. Even when one stops to think of not only human nature, but what would appear to be fair, this very same individual has ruled against his own recusal, much like in my own proceedings, where not only ALJ Parlin L. McKenna ruled against his own recusal, although he denied me a hearing, he later recuses himself 4 or 5 years later after holding on to me. But then the second ALJ steps in, who's a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, a direct commissioned officer, who was hired and brought in to train these new JAG officers, who was the charging party, the investigating party, the prosecutor, as a military JAG officer in my own proceedings, where I'm alleged to be a civilian, not in the Coast Guard. They ignore my naval commission and go after me. And I would point to even what happened with not only Watada, but also the two border agents, Campion and Ramos, to where our legal system has been turned on its head, and not just administratively and within the executive branch or these military tribunals, but also within these, what they call Article I courts, which, you know, if you don't know about them or haven't heard of them before, I'd ask you to go look and read up on the difference between an Article I court and an Article III court, and, you know, an Article II court, which is basically a military tribunal or police trial. The Coast Guard is a police agency, minimally. It's now saying it's a branch of military and Homeland Security that can bring charges and or civil complaints as a branch of military against American civilians. This has been going on for 8 years, so, you know, anybody who's surprised about the NDAA and its passing and the provisions in there have not listened to my program or not heard about what's going on with myself and others out there, where the Coast Guard is bringing charges against officers and crew in the United States Merchant Marine, a separate, distinct branch of, for what, you know, all intents and purposes, a civil service, although it's set up to be somewhat private. You know, you've got these general agencies who are private corporations acting as agencies of the federal government and employing American citizens as if they are private employees, when in fact they are protected by things like the Jones Act, which is in and has been under attack, along with our Merchant Marine. And the shipping articles, which was enacted in 1791, which is what we still work on and under. And we have agencies and departments and personnel within and of our own federal government who are attacking and using their authority or the color of authority under the cloud of supposed or claimed authority to go after fellow Americans here in the United States, towards not only their own personal interests, but the personal interests of some very large corporate self-interested families and companies or corporations. And I mentioned about the FDA, head of the FDA, who was tied to the family of the mercury amalgams, to where you've got individuals from these large corporate interest industries on the private sector side, federal contractors and more, who have their own family members and personnel embedded within the government to assist and help and protect their own family corporate interests, big business, big corporations, big industry, big unions, big labor, big government, the quote-unquote establishment, and again, I'm not anti-government, I'm anti-corruption, and I would also say I'm, to an extent, anti-establishment. I'm offended when Congressman Duncan Hunter Jr. can take over his seat of his father, who had his seat for 20, 30 years, and pass it on as if it's an heirloom, as if it's some kind of family right, some kind of family heir and passage to where the father passes to the son his seat in Congress. And that's but one example of what's going on in local, state, and federal government. So, I mean, look at, you know, in California now, we've got Jerry Brown as governor, who came in to save California from the likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's tied to, of course, you know, the Kennedys and Roosevelt and others. These long storied and well-established families who, you know, just like Teddy Roosevelt and then Franklin Roosevelt, we had George Herbert Walker Bush. Prior to that, we had Samuel and Prescott Bush. And then we had George W. Bush, and we also had Jeb Bush in Florida. It's literally all in the family, and that was one of the things that our founders, you know, detested, because they knew the accumulation of power, governmental and otherwise, you know, industry, was a death knell not only to our republic and self-rule of by and for the people, but our industry as well, because then the conflicts of interest become of such a magnitude that they act to destroy not only the government and the people that are to be protected by the government, which is all the people. You know, at some point, whether it be the death tax, Paris Hilton tax, the tax that people like Bill Frist went against, and other provisions that were established to prohibit the encampment, if not encroachment, let alone creation, of large dynastic families, like, you know, the Frist family, where his father and brother stole billions of dollars from Medicare and Medicaid through HCA and Columbia, and his brother, who's a supposed devout Christian, and I would say that any good Christians out there would rebuke him. I don't want to say stone him, but, you know, chastise him at least for claiming to be a good Christian. And clearly he's going in and fighting to do away with the death tax or estate tax because he was about to inherit billions of dollars that his brother and father had stolen from the U.S. taxpayer upon the death of his father. So he's using his position, instead of stepping aside and saying, look, I can't, you know, advocate either way on this position because I'm about to benefit from this greatly if this tax goes away, and I will literally get billions of dollars more than I would otherwise if this estate tax is in place. And that estate tax was not for, you know, mom and pop, for people making a up to a certain level. It was to prevent large, enormous, private, dynastic, if not even royal, families from being created, let alone existing, let alone passing. I mean, look what Howard Hughes did. He got a couple $100,000 from his father and some patent rights. He was able to take that, and I think Trump was similar and not a good example because the guy's a lunatic. You know, anybody who starts a TV program, and although it may be entertaining, of, you know, firing people and making a joke out of it, especially in the economy and where things are and were headed when he started his program, The Apprentice. I don't know, it just kind of makes you wonder where we are and where we are headed, especially where things like with what's going on with Bradley Manning, and people don't find issue with how the proceedings are going. And in fact, to where we don't have the right to know everything and anything, because many of the documents have already been released, supposedly. So what is wrong with having a public trial instead of everything done in secret? Same for my own situation. I think we need to start demanding audiovisual reporting of all state and federal proceedings.
Of being lied to by mass media, it's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep this chapter in greed. A green belt's wrapped around our minds, an endless...
Now go read the motion. I ask, you know, and of course go to www.crossingtherubicon.org. It's a website that I say it's been abandoned for a while. Try to get a website up and get the documents and information out there so people could see what was going on. And I've had great difficulty. You cannot imagine the number of, just the level of interference that's going on in my life. With all of this, and how I would have to say it's the Department of Defense, the Navy, and other armed forces, not just the Coast Guard, who are directly involved in all this, because the Navy's done nothing to stop the Coast Guard. I believe that the Navy and the military and DOD are directly involved and behind converting the Coast Guard from a special branch of military, or from a civil service into a special branch of military that can somehow administer civilian affairs, and taking military law, Title 10, UCMJ, out of the Department of Defense and into the Department of Homeland Security through the use of the Coast Guard. And it is this gray zone that these individuals have used before and are using again to where people are confused and believe that the, even Coast Guard's own personnel believe that they're in a branch of military, and they're not. It's a civil service. It's a federal maritime police agency. You can't be a regulatory and police agency and be a branch of military at the same time. It's either or. If you're a branch of military, you have to shed all police and regulatory powers. When the Coast Guard before moved into the Navy under DOD, or we could say even, you know, the Department of War, they lost, and that's why it didn't move the entire Coast Guard. It was certain personnel, mainly volunteers, into the Navy and Department of Defense. Then they became employees of the United States Navy. They became commissioned or enlisted personnel in the United States Navy. They were allowed to wear appellates and more, showing that they came from the Coast Guard, but they were being paid by DOD. Title 10 executive orders were issued to transfer them, and, you know, normally they're supposed to use them, take them as volunteers, but even that, I'm sure, is gone by the wayside. Because our military has become, in and of itself, within itself, a dictatorship to a large degree. And I don't believe, from observing and studying our military history, I think we go through waves of change in this regard, that that's why we're all citizens in a republic, and that at some point, we don't lose those rights when we go into the military. One of the things that makes us strong is our ability to speak up and to speak out, regardless of rank. You know, of course, there's some decorum that must be followed, chain of command and more, and start there. But at some point, if you're not finding a pathway through the chain of command, especially on more important issues, I feel that people have an obligation to go outside and go around and to speak up and speak out, especially when there's corruption going on, because it's so easy to be buried within the system to maintain the status quo and to keep, you know, people's heads off the chopping block, so to speak, so that heads don't roll for allowing the corruption to be carried out under their command. I'd ask people to go read the motion, and you'll see at the very end of it, I bring up the issues of 1867 and 1540 and 1253, because it does go very almost to the point. It's a little bit different because and you have to understand, you can be detained without being in physical custody. And I have been detained for the last, and under arrest, for the last